Zach Taylor, and I'm joined now by Texas A&M Women's Assistant Coach Jordan Szabo. And, of course, Jordan, a former player for Texas A&M on the men's side of things. So I guess the first question is, how awesome is it to get to come back home, so to speak?
Oh, it's unbelievable. You know, it's a dream come true. When I kind of got into the coaching ranks, you know, I didn't kind of see this opportunity arising anytime soon. The program folks kind of hired new people and everything, but you know, once the opportunity came up, I jumped at the opportunity, and you know, I can't thank Mark Weaver enough for the opportunity he's given me.
Now, I know that you graduated in 2016, is that right, from A&M?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, and then you went to Texas Tech, and you spent that time as an assistant last season. So just tell me a little bit about your time there, and also, what made you want to go into coaching after graduation?
You know, going into coaching was something that I kind of realized the middle way through my college experience at A&M that I wanted to do. I loved tennis, and, you know, I was thinking pro tennis probably wasn't the avenue I wanted to go down just because of the, you know, the grind that it is. But I thought I had a great experience at A&M, and my playing background, you know, I thought it would be a good thing. You know, you got to love the game to coach. So, you know, that was really my driving force. And, you know, with Bob McKinley, who's now retired, he was a former assistant with the men's program, and with Steve Denton and Kevin O'Shea, who are currently with the men's program, you know, they're tennis rats. They love the game. And, you know, it just really rubbed off me and infected me. And so, you know, that's really the reason why I got into it. And my last year at Texas Tech, it was good. It was something completely different for me. You know, even though I was playing at A&M, and then I helped out the team my last year as a student assistant, you know, just going to somewhere different where things run differently. It was very, it was a very good experience. Opened my eyes up to kind of what goes on in college tennis. You know, the landscape there is a little different from a recruiting point of view. You know, and it really made me realize, you know, the hard work that you need to put into it, because it's a little different there than at A&M. So, you know, but it was a good experience. I think it's something I needed to do, to get away and, you know, learn something different and learn from different people and see how they go about things. So then when I come back here, I have more knowledge.
Yeah. Well, you made mention of Coach Weaver, Mark Weaver, the head coach for the Aggie women's tennis team. And he is a former men's player for the Aggs as well. So now you've got two alumnus that are there. And I know you guys, once an Aggie, always an Aggie. So that's a pretty cool dynamic.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I met new Coach Weaver the whole time while I was playing. He's the assistant and obviously the head coach while I was at school. And, you know, I formed a relationship with him. And, you know, obviously that built over the years. And I think it's unbelievable because, you know, when we're talking to recruits and talking to these kids, you know, we've walked in their shoes literally. You know, we've been through everything they've gone through at this school. And we know, you know, we understand what an honor and a privilege it is to be an Aggie. And, you know, we both graduated, you walk into our offices, you see our degrees, and, you know, there's something we're real proud of. So, you know, I think it's something that's valuable, and you don't see it that often at many programs. And I think it's something that, you know, it just means more to us being an Aggie, and we're going to represent the school and the program with pride and put that a little extra effort in, I'm sure, that other programs might not have. So, no, I couldn't have asked for a better opportunity to go with Coach Weaver. And you know, I think the sky's the limit, truly, for the program.
And for folks listening in, they can probably tell you ain't from around here. So you're originally from Victoria, Australia, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Melbourne's the major city in Victoria, Australia.
Gotcha. So the process in coming to Texas A&M, obviously a long way from home, and now you're choosing to bring your professional career, your coaching career, at Texas A&M. So what was some of the thoughts behind that and just kind of your journey to the States and making a home here in College Station?
Yeah, well, my journey to the States obviously began when Coach McKinley and Coach Denton recruited me. You know, I came on a recruiting trip and a bunch of big schools were interested in me, LSU, UT. But, you know, I decided that A&M was the best place for me purely for my recruiting visit. I loved the place initially and the coaching staff. And, you know, through my time at A&M, I grew to love College Station and everything that was Texas A&M. And, you know, deciding to make my professional career here was very simple. I knew I wanted to be in college athletics and With the tennis program, you know, at A&M, it's second to none, and, you know, the SEC conference and everything. I just think it's the most elite elite of schools you can go to in athletics. So, you know, I'm really happy to be here.
Former Texas A&M men's tennis player and now women's assistant coach, Jordan Szabo. Jordan, thank you so much for your time. Really do appreciate it, and congratulations.
Yeah, I appreciate it.